Hello, and welcome to The Heart of a Singer. My name is Sarah, and this is The Heart of a Singer podcast, the very first episode. It's so great to have you on the journey. And my intention today is to give you an overview of why I started this podcast and some stories from my own journey. So let's get started. Welcome to The Heart of a Singer podcast. I'm Sarah Toth, heart coach, mom of two, trained opera singer, and passionate lover of Jesus. This podcast is a home for Christian women who have trained and worked in singing, opera, and musical theater, but maybe you found yourself in a place of unrest and anxiety, bottled up emotions, and even feeling far from God. But through it all, you might be feeling an invitation from the Lord to learn to hear His voice more clearly and to open up yours in a new way. It's time, friend, to move out of your desert season, musically, spiritually, and emotionally, so that you can move forward in a healthy way and step out into the next chapter that God has for you. So I invite you to open up your journal, grab your favorite pen, and join me as we move from stuck to thriving while unlocking your heart again to beat for His kingdom purposes. Hey, friend, welcome back. And thanks again for joining me. And we're going to get started into this topic today of why I decided to start this podcast and some stories from my own journey, and also just relating this to what you might be going through in your own journey. And this podcast is for you if you're a singer in the performing arts, in opera, musical theater, or something else, and or maybe you've been out of it for a while, or you're still in it, or deciding to pivot, any of those things, and you're really just feeling that heart tug for some change, heart tug for going deeper with God, for some strategies around healing things in your heart, and just looking for that journey of wholeness, especially with God. And so, yeah, this is, it's been a journey for me to get to this point, to be talking about these messages, to be talking about even just starting to have a platform for releasing content. And it's, if you've ever had a dream to do something that feels scary and out there, you'll know what I'm talking about. And I originally started writing about this stuff, just in sort of on my own computer, just writing ideas and then starting to write book ideas or blog ideas. And then this kind of morphed into a podcast idea for the last year or so. And I have to say, timing is never convenient. but I've really felt pressed in this season that this is something that we need to be talking about and we need to be going after. So even as I record this episode, you'll probably be surprised to learn that I am expecting a baby. I am 9 months pregnant, and it is a joy to be giving a double birth here, a birth of a podcast and soon to be the birth of our second daughter. And so that's part of my journey as well, as I'm in the midst of doing something that feels stretching, but also something that feels like it's just a thing that I have to do. So I hope that the journey that we go on together is one that is going to benefit you and bring healing and restoration in your own heart, in your own life. And so I'll say this at the end of the episode as well, but I'd really love to hear from you in the process. If there's things that come up that you're feeling like they resonate with you, feel free to shoot me an email at any time, and I'd love to hear from you. All right, so let's get into a little bit of why I started this podcast and also some stories from my own journey, how I got to the point where I'm at now. And so I'm in my late 30s, and I've been through a lot of training, a lot of experiences, a lot of performing, I am American, but I currently live in Australia and have also lived in Germany. And I did early training in the States and then undergrad and master's there, and then a master's here in Australia. And then other training in Europe. So that's just kind of an overview. And it's always been opera that I've been focusing on. And I came to it quite late, actually. I was a classical flautist and then transitioned to classical singing when I was in college, in uni. And you might hear throughout this podcast, I might use a term that sounds a little bit more Australian or a term that sounds a little bit more American, but I'll try to be friendly for both my Aussie friends and American friends. Yeah, so had that early training at the university level. And then went on for more specific opera training at the master's level. And so I felt when I went into this in my early 20s that I really had stumbled upon the perfect art form. I don't know if you feel that as well, that there's so many exciting things that are combined in this sort of musical drama, being able to incorporate language and storytelling and movement, mastering your voice, mastering how we deliver, interacting with colleagues, coming up with creative ideas in how to portray a character and how to tell a story, having that multifaceted, you know, working with both the orchestra and then also working with the director to bring all of these elements together. And I think our goal in the performing arts is to bring meaning and move people and allow them to experience more of what might be going on inside, almost to like narrate or bring awareness to topics in our lives, to our inner life, to what we're experiencing. So I love the art form and the process. And I really did feel a sense of calling and purpose, musical challenge. It was a surprising pivot for me, because I never did any of that in my youth. Mainly because there wasn't as much of an opportunity. I grew up in Hungary, in Europe, and we didn't have the typical American experience of a school musical that you could be a part of growing up. But I was more in music school working on an individual instrument. So anyway, that's a bit of the background. And throughout the years, decade or so that I was moving within the training and the working in this space, you might be able to relate to the fact that it also goes hand in hand with disappointments at times, having dreams and not necessarily seeing them realized, feeling like there's other areas in your life you have to put on hold. I just want to almost list off or some of the, you know, share some of the things that were challenging actually and caused, kind of left me feeling like there's some challenges in my own heart for how to work through what I was experiencing. So one thing is kind of this feeling of defeat, of not always progressing in auditions or getting gigs. At times I've had challenges with vocal confusion, like working with many different teachers and coaches and trying to understand the best way to develop my voice and to, you know, what repertoire to be singing, what technical approaches to be using. And that can be really paralyzing as well. I had experiences with unhealthy relationships within rehearsal process and performing process, and that's something that we can all relate to and encounter at times. And I also felt like the lifestyle of auditioning and not always getting work was just really becoming unsustainable, especially as I was living in Europe, not having steady work, pouring lots of energy and money into something that wasn't starting to pay off. And also just realizing that, especially in Germany, where I was going after jobs, that there were, it was at least within traditional opera, it wasn't, I was realizing that even if I got a job in a house year round as an opera singer, there might not be, it might not be as fulfilling as I had imagined. I'm someone who loves the long rehearsal process and, you know, nutting things out with colleagues, really digging into character. And unless you're privileged to be part of creating a new premiere within an opera house in Germany, you're often not able to have those long rehearsal processes, but maybe just a day or two, and then you're up and running. So that was something that I was like, well, you know, I'm not sure if that is actually the direction that I want to be spending the rest of my life in. And alongside all of this as well, I've always had a foot in the Christian ministry world as well, and really, you know, starting to see how can I reach out to colleagues? How can I be living my faith within the opera field? How can I be a light for God in this space? And it was just a real challenge to find out how to both go in with that attitude and also this feeling of the need to play the game in order to get ahead, in order to find, to get work or to get noticed or to have the right package together. And so anyway, those are just some of the challenges that I faced and that you might be facing as well. And so it was interesting that it wasn't ever my intention to start to pivot out of the industry. It was kind of around 2018, 2019, kind of those pre-COVID years, that I started to get involved in more new and experimental opera, creating pieces, doing my own productions, one woman shows, that sort of thing. We moved back to Sydney and were based here after my time in Germany. And I also started to teach more. And starting a family was also something on our mind. And so, but it was always the struggle of like, how do I balance sort of working in the industry with also these other life goals that I have, such as a family, or, you know, even creating pieces, or even mentoring, being a spiritual leader, working in ministry. So there's just a lot of things swirling around there. And in some ways, COVID started to answer some of those questions, I think for a lot of us, of what to start to work on and what to prioritize, at least for a couple of years. And so for me, that's exactly what it started to look like, teaching more, moving into family life. Our first daughter was born in May of 2020 during COVID. So it was kind of a beautiful time for our little family unit to be, you know, hunkered down, not traveling, not doing much at all, other than reconnecting and starting life as parents with my husband. And then from that, it's been a journey of trying to figure out what do I pursue, what do I go after, and for me, that has meant moving into more of the teacher and mentor space. And I just really have this desire now to be imparting things or sharing things that have helped me and that might be helpful for you. And one of the things that was really on my mind and heart especially 2017, 2018, starting around that time, was just writing and thinking about issues of the heart and how dependent we are as performers on the state of our hearts for our own well-being, for how we communicate and perform, what we portray to audiences. And the heart is such a beautiful thing that connects us with people, with the music, with audiences. And it's a place where we can tap into vulnerability and you know, really bring moving experiences both for ourselves and for people. And but it can also be the part that can get hurt or sometimes lead us astray. And so it's this really delicate thing. And I just found myself thinking about it so much of how do we keep our heart pure and in sync with the Lord, but also be able to be led by the heart and to be able to express and follow love in our heart, but in a healthy way and in a way that is still we're protecting it, but also giving it the same way. It's such a tricky balance. And I feel like it's not something that's talked about enough, especially in the performing arts. And so I came to think about the heart. Well, I just had a lot of questions, and I felt like the state of our heart can often feel elusive. It can feel like it's hard to understand or define or identify. And so I felt like there's probably a lot of other people who are feeling a similar way, and I just really wanted to make it a goal to understand and unpack as much about the heart and inner healing and wholeness as I could. And so I feel like the last 7 years, really, throughout sort of moving back to Australia from Germany, throughout COVID, throughout early days of raising a family, that this issue of the heart has been something that I've just spent a lot of time thinking about, writing about, asking the Lord about, and experiencing healing and transformation in my own life. And so what does the Bible say about our hearts? What does the Lord say about our hearts? And I love these scriptures in Proverbs where you may know this, Proverbs 4:23. It says, "Above all, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life." And I feel like, especially in today's culture, it's a strange dichotomy to feel both a flow of life, but in a way that we have to guard. Like, what does that even mean? Is it possible to live fully free-flowing with life and with love and with wholeness, but at the same time guarding and protecting? Like, how does that work? It was confusing to me and challenging to think about how to do that. And I also love this Proverbs 27:19, "As water reflects a face, so a man's heart reflects the man." And so this proverb is basically unpacking this idea that our heart reflects what's inside of us. And I was beginning to understand that what we feed ourselves with, what is the constant thing we're looking at and engaging with, that's going to be the thing that's reflecting back from our hearts. And so, yeah, this is the thing. These are the questions that I want to be asking. What's the state of your heart, especially as a singer in the performing arts? Is it leading you to life and good fruit, or is it holding you back? Is it painful? Is it something that you feel that there's a lot of just stuff where you have to build a wall around it? And what's this nuance between letting go letting love and life flow through your heart, but also maintaining integrity is building a wall the way that we maintain, that we guard our hearts? Or is there another way? Is it possible to guard your heart, but also be fully authentic and engaged? And so these are some of the questions that I have been asking myself, and I want to work through with you as well on this podcast. And it's interesting to think about the topic of healing. And we often in our culture think about healing as this long introspective process. And it is too, in a way. But I love what Bill Johnson, a pastor at Bethel Church, talks about with this topic about introspection. And he, instead of diving deep into introspection, which he feels like can be an unproductive process sometimes, he approaches this process with Holy Spirit. And this is my approach as well, that as we engage with God's presence, as we engage with His Word, as we engage with His church and His people, that Holy Spirit will begin to highlight those things that are hardened in our hearts or stagnant or a point of pain, and begin to show us the first layer that we need to begin to unlock, rather than us trying to go in and work it out with our brains about how to lay it all out. This can often not lead to release and freedom when we try to work it out on our own, but it can often lead to more overwhelm and almost spiraling into bigger problems. And so I really want to approach this with Holy Spirit, because He is our guide and our comforter. And that's throughout this podcast as well. I'll be inviting you into questions and processes to not only know sort of questions to be asking, but also how to hear God's voice, how to hear what He wants to say to you, how to, you know, if you feel like you're going through a spiritual desert right now and you're like, oh, I can never hear from God for myself, I want to teach you that process as well, and begin to help you build that history with God, build that trust and that dialogue with God. And so I guess my vision is that our hearts will start to reflect what we behold in God's presence, what we look at with Him, and that our hearts will be so full with His love and His Spirit that will be the thing that's bubbling out and bubbling over into our interactions, into our performances, into our families, into our future and our plans. And also, I feel like in the past 7 years, when I started writing and thinking about these things, I felt like the Lord just started giving me a vision for what could be possible in the arts, in the performing arts, with Him and with singers that are healed up and singers that are flowing with His love and in touch with Holy Spirit, and being able to sing in this free way, being able to see new creative works being birthed and written, being able to see His presence come into the rehearsal process, into the performing process, and even seeing this new arts renaissance begin to be birthed, but hand in hand with spiritual renewal and spiritual revival within the hearts of performers, and then bubbling over into the people that are coming to listen. I mean, wouldn't it be amazing if instead of, or maybe in addition to going to work out things with a psychologist or a doctor, that you're going to the theater and leaving more healed and whole than when you came. So this is part of the vision that I have, to see performers and singers healed up so that we can begin to be bringing God's presence and His kingdom into these spaces as well. And so if this sort of thing is something that is exciting to you, is something that gets your heart stirring, but you might not even know where to start, how to start, you might feel like you're disqualifying yourself from even stepping into that, I just want to say you're not disqualified. You're not far from God. He's inviting you and knocking on your heart to be making that internal shift. It doesn't have to be hard. It's easy. And God is in a good mood. He wants to meet with you. He wants to connect with you. And so I'd love to be holding your hand on that journey, guiding you in a way where you can connect more with Him, where you can start to unpack these things that you might have been experiencing on your journey, and just be able to discern what it is that He's calling you into next. And so my goal for this podcast is this internal pivot, that you'll start to feel like you've got this internal compass that is getting more fine-tuned, and be able to discern what your next steps are, where you're going, what kingdom purposes might He be drawing you into. And so the way that we do that is going to be through addressing heart healing and renewal, and also be through addressing a renewed closeness to the Lord, learning to hear His voice and experience His presence. I also want to impart new vision into you for what might be possible with your training and experience partnered with God. And then finally, I want to suggest and enable you into new daily habits and rhythms to walk into, to be protecting and almost guarding the healing and reinforcing the healing and the vision that you are experiencing in this process. So those four things are my main goal: the heart healing, hearing God's voice, getting vision, and then finding those daily rhythms and habits. And so if this sounds exciting to you, if this sounds like something you want to be a part of, I invite you in that journey. I invite you to just keep listening in. It might take a while for you to feel like you can start to engage with that. It might take a while for your heart to feel ready, and that's okay as well. Just keep listening and enjoy the process. Enjoy it can sometimes feel like heart surgery, but I promise you that the end and the other side is better than when you started. So thanks so much today for hearing my story. I'm just so thrilled and so excited to be starting this journey. It takes a step of faith for me as well. It takes a leap of faith to be putting this out there, to be sharing, to be calling you to this. But I believe that this is the right time and the right space to be doing this. And so if this is resonating with you, keep listening, or even shoot me an email. My email is hello@saratoth.com, and can't wait to walk this journey together. Thanks for being here, friend. Thank you for joining me today on the Heart of a Singer podcast. If this podcast has blessed you in some way, the best way you can thank me is to leave a 5-star review and subscribe in Apple Podcasts so that others can also find connection and healing through this content. I'd also love to connect with you and to hear about what the Lord has been stirring in your heart. Drop me an email at hello@saratoth.com to share what's been resonating with you. Thanks for being here, friend. I'll see you next time on the Heart of a Singer podcast.